back.
Thank you.
Yeah! Precious Jeff. I'm sorry if I'm not even.
Jesse Harris wants to speak.
I'm gonna get down. Just, I'm gonna get down. I promise you I'll get down.
Prime's giving you that look.
The best kept secret in HCAR that she knows that's real.
Yes!
I have to say, you can sing as long as you want.
First I want to give a big shakar to Tzuriel and to Elishava, to Lizzie, to the house and for the warmth, and you know, there are a lot of and for the hachanis and all the effort that went in. And I think all of us want to give a bracha to Cyril and to Lizzie, to Elishava, the children, that the house should be filled with nachas, with Yiddish and nachas. Amen. Like all kosher Jewish homes, like the Bedishiva said, also somehow be brought there to Israel. We'll be able to if I bring together Mr. Shem and Yushalayim.
Amen.
I also want to thank, we have different chevra over the years. Shay Gelman is here, and for years we were We had Purim there and Shimi. And Putin was here. I don't know if he's still here, Shimi, but I saw him before. I fell from Purim Shimi. So the years that Shimi and Jay and David Lawrence is here, and we have Maikov, the Chanukah, Simcha, Chagig, and all the Chavayim that have been mishtakel for the years. It's not easy.
No.
You know, I have all different people are giving me ages about what to say and how to say. So I have some people tell me that I talk too long. This one says you need to talk a little bit more. The other one, this one says you need to talk chassidus. This one says I want to hear machshava. This one says I want to hear. So I decided to ignore everybody. It's ages that they, you know, you do your malacha, I do my malacha. This is what I do. I may batch up, I may mess up, but I try to say what I feel that Hashem Baruch is bringing down to me at that moment in my life. And everybody has their own hargoshes, their own hargoshes and their own needs. Fashasiya kadas, ain't I nice? I must thank my dear friend of 11, Rabbi Yoni. All the hashpah and the simcha and the learning, the kedusha that he's added to our chevra, to the samadrish, to ruach chaya that I never take for granted, and all the chaverim and all the yedidim, there are no words. So let me share with you. You know, in Chabad, there's a marshal that the chassidim say. Which is the Inyan of Purim, which I'll try to explain just in pashtus, that there was an army base, and it was announced that the Tsar is going to be coming to inspect, to take a look at this army base. You can imagine that for weeks before, all the preparations and everybody was very, very nervous, very, very worried that the Tsar should be happy when he would come to the army base. And the crazy thing happened, although if you've been to Russia, if you've been to that place, that part of the world, you know that it's not so crazy. That there are a lot of things there that are different from here. And as it happened, is that the Chevra, the soldiers, worked very hard, and the army base was clean and ready and beautiful. But there were a group of soldiers, quite a group of soldiers, a bunch of guys, that because of all the hard work that they had put in, and because they were so nervous, they got totally drunk that night. I mean, the time before the Tsar was supposed to come, they were just drinking. They needed to have that kind of relief. And they were drinking. And the Tsar was approaching with his whole chevra, the soldiers, and everybody was a whole big maracha, they were all coming. And the Tsar was shocked as he is heading towards the army base. And they're coming towards the army base, he looks around, and it looked like a Beis HaChaim, like a cemetery. He sees soldiers lying all over the floor, on the ground, totally drunk, sleeping. So all the guys that were with him, they wanted to start shooting everybody. All these soldiers. The Tsar is coming, and he's lying there. They're all lying there, drunk, sleeping. So they were ready to start shooting. And the Tsar said, no. The truth is, I also take a drink every now and then. And the truth is that I understand that it's not so easy to be a soldier out here. And I'm sure that they were working hard, and we're going to continue on and see the work that they've done over the course of time. and they needed to have a couple of drinks, and that's okay, I understand. But this guy over here, this one over here, I want him to be taken away to be shot. So what's the chilek? So the Tzar said, if you look at all of the guys, when they dropped down on the floor drunk, their heads were facing the army base. I mean, they wanted to get back, you know? They wanted to get to the army base. So they tried, but they couldn't make it. And those guys are okay, I understand that. They wanted to get back. But this guy, his head's facing the bar. His feet are facing the army base. So in Chabad they say this is the side of Purim. Let's try to understand on our level. To be facing the path, to be facing the place, the right place, the palace, to be facing the Bari Olam, even if sometimes we fall flat on our faces. Something mamish. But to be heading in that direction. This is a room full of Jews who are heading in that direction. And sometimes we fall. But we're facing the palace. We're not facing the bar, Chas v'Shalom. We're not facing the other side. We're facing the palace. You know, right now, Chevra, it's the most unbelievable Eis Ratzon right now. We're now moving from Purim to Shushan Purim. What that means to be a Jew who's an Ir Mukefas Chaima. A Jew that's surrounded by a wall. That's what I want to explain for a few minutes. What it means to be a Jew who's a Mukefas Chaima. It says in Pasuk, Ve'emunascha Svivaisecha. There's a madrega of emuna. There's a level of faith that a Jew can reach at this moment when we're crossing into Shushan Purim. There's a level of emuna that we could reach that's called ve'emunascha svivaisecha. To be surrounded, to be completely surrounded and engulfed, be swallowed up in a world of emuna. To be a Jew who's a mukefes chaim, emunascha svivaisecha. The different ways, the different levels of emuna, of faith. And the Torah says, by edus, the Torah says, a aid, person is an aid, a ra, a yada. For who aid bara yada? There's a madrega of emuna, of faith, that is very, very beautiful. It's really all that we were taught in yeshiva, all that we were taught growing up. And when you look at most of the books and things that come out, especially the English things, they're all wonderful, and they're talking about the Jew of Atim Eidai, the Jew in his life, who is an Eid Ne'eman, who says Eidus in his life, a Ra'a, a Yoda, and all of these books and all of these nice Svarim are saying the truth, that the Tachlis of a Jew is to look carefully, to be an honest and good witness to what he sees in the world, and to look carefully at the Hashgacha Pratis, and to understand and to know that there's a Bari Orla, a Ra, Vuhu Eid, a Ra, the Yada, to see the Hashgacha Pratis. There are wonderful families, I know that they try at the Shabbos table to talk with the children about things, kinderlach, things that you remember during the week. Think back on the week where you saw in your life how Hashem was there with you. But that madrega of emuna, as beautiful as it is not the tachlis. It's still a level of emuna where a person's ri'iyas and his yediyas and his edas are all bound to what he understands and to what he knows. And he lives in a world where he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem heye oizer li. Baruch Shalom, I'm asking you to help me. Because it's so hard. But when a person sees Hashem is Baruch in his life, and he looks carefully to be an eidet ne'eman, to say good eidus, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him. So that's a madrega of emuna that we're taught growing up, and it's true and it's beautiful. But all of that, chevra, is not Purim. All of that is not Purim. Because Purim is something else. Purim is called Adelo Yada. Purim is something else. Purim is Adelo Yada. And Adelo Yada means Ani chayma, to be an ir mukefes chayma. One that tzaddikim said on the pasuk, zek keili v'anveyu, and he pointed to his heart and he said, zek keili, this is my God. It doesn't mean like people look up into outer space, or they point someplace in the distance. Zekeli, this is my God. When a person enters into that place where he becomes a mokefes chaimer, where he's engulfed and surrounded, ani chaimer, by that emuna, by that belief in Hashem is Baruch, it's not just that I look at the plants and I see, and how beautiful the plants I see Hashem. It's when a person looks inside of himself, Zekeli, that within me there's a chelik elokami ma'al mamish. And it's not an inyan of who ate or ra'a or yada. It's all that we hear, is the edus and the ri'iyah and the das, all of that is wonderful. But all of that is still an emunah that's held within gvulim, within boundaries. But there's an emunah that's called Ad Lo Yada, beyond anything that I could possibly understand. It's to give oneself completely over to Hashem Baruch. And when Noscha Svi Vaisacha, Zekeli V'Anveyu. Let me explain to the differences. It's very short. The difference is as follows. They say from the Chidos, Kusiv Yolaino, I don't know where, the Chidah has many sorrow. But it's brought down, it's also that Sadiq can bring from the Chidah. Samrov. Many Sadiqim brought this in the Chidah. The Chidah said that when a person at 120, when a person has to stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a din Torah that takes place at 120, so the Chidah says that the main taina that is in Shemayim, in the Bezna Shalmala, the main taina with us is not that we were over our avos. That sounds heretical. The Gemara Brachos in the fifth parak talks about Hashem Shabbos made the Yitzhahari, the Onavi was matat, Dvorm Klape Maila, by Shabbos was matat Klape, Dvorm Klape Maila. That Hashem Shabbos, you made the Yitzhahari. Especially the Yitzhahari of Tavshin Ayin Zayin, that nobody but Hashem could have thought of such a Yetzirah. No, such a Yetzirah. Nobody could have ever thought of such a thing. Only the Bari Olam could have made such a Yetzirah like there is now. So the Chidah says that 120, the Ikat Taina is not that a person did a virus, the virus, no, it's a Yetzirah. So what's the Ikat Taina that we have to answer when you're 120? Chidah says that the Ikat Taina is, why didn't you daven? Why didn't you cry out that Hashem should help you? I know people in this room right now, because I'm close to many of you, or here some of you, I don't know exactly who's here, I don't see, but I know some of you are here. And I know some of you that b'derech hateva, it's impossible that you should still be Jews together with us tonight. It's absolutely impossible. I'm not asking you to raise your hands, because I think many of us would raise our hands. That your parents, your rebbeim, your teachers, every single one said, there's no way that this guy is going to be standing 20 years from now singing Hades Ramon. No way. It's not possible. I know. It's not possible. So how did this happen? Because there's a koach that a Jew has that's called Emunoscha Vemunoscha Svivezecha Shushan Purim Mukefas Chayman. Vatoysef Esther Vatidar Belifnei HaMelech. I was in Yerushalayim last week. I had the schus to bring together around 800-900 bachar. And I was talking to them about this nekuda of what Yiddishkeit is. That toisef Esther v'atedar b'lifnei HaMelech. That teif v'tischane. And I know those of you who are here that couldn't have been here b'derech hateva, and it was impossible for you to overcome with the koiches that you had to overcome the eight saharas that you were dealing with. Impossible. But you entered into a world, an amazing world, a world that's called Vatoysef Esther, a Jew who's stuck in a terrible Esther upon him. But to David, if Nehemelech, and that person comes and says to the king, Master of all worlds, you know that I can't. Russian, you know that I can't stop drinking. You know that I can't stop smoking. You know that I can't stop doing these disgusting things that I do in my life. You know that I can't stop looking at these things. I can't stop. At that point, if your entire emuna is an emuna of v'hu eid, or roh, or yada, there's nowhere to go with that. Nowhere to go. You're done. It's very nice that you see how God made the leaf so beautifully, no? And it's very nice that you believe that Hashgacha brought this, and that you say, yeah, I know all that I'm going through, I know it's all for a good reason. And that's true. All that I'm going through is for a good reason. Fewer and fewer people are able to continue. I see this. But that svar, which is a true svar, that's all for a good reason. I'll tell you the Jews who are able to make it. I know many of you who are here. Who are here now because of, not because you saw the Hashgacha Pratis, you know, like they have in the magazines, you know, like I always say, like some kid fell from the fourth floor as a mice, a mardiga mice, he fell and it landed dafka on the schach, and he went through the schach and he landed on the bed and he was safe. And now, you know, and they went to some tzaddik somewhere in Bnei Brak and told him that, you know, that from now on, you know, any time that you fall out of a window, you're going to fall on the schach and land on the bed. It's a whole chagadia, and now everybody's going to be mamien because this kid fell onto the schach. Not that I don't believe this. Of course Hashgacha Pratis. But that kid falling onto the schach from the third floor and then landed on someone's bed, that's a beautiful thing. That's a gewaldige thing. But that's not going to help you to stop drinking, you know? If anything, his parents are going to start drinking, maybe. That's not going to help anybody stop drinking. That's not going to help you turn on that place on the computer, on the phone. That's not going to help you not to make that phone call that you shouldn't be making, or to take a look at something in the office that you shouldn't be looking at. That's not going to help you. As much as you, v'hu eid, or rav, or yada, and you're a mamin, and you believe. So the Chidosh said, the Taina at 120,
is not the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara of Hashem created. And there are people that have a Yetzer Hara. It's impossible. The taina is not that you did the Adayim. The taina is that when you saw and you were falling apart and you were sinking in that world, why didn't you cry out to Rabbi Shlomon? Why didn't you beg him? Why didn't you cry out to the King of all kings and say, Rabbi Shlomon, I can't get out of this. I can't change my life. I'm stuck. The Chiddush says that's the only time that's going to be after 120. Why didn't you cry out? You know why? Because that level of emunah, when a person enters into that place and that way of emunah, so then he is connecting to something that's called Adelayada. And Adelayada means that it's not anything that you on your own could possibly know how to get out of. It's not anything that you are on your own could ever have thought of mahalach of how to overcome. And every single therapist and every single marriage counselor and every single person in your life really could have given up on you. Who were aid, ayada, and all the ones who are aidim, and all the ones who have yadiyas, and all the ones who are watching and looking at this person, it's not possible for him to change. But the teretz is, there's something that's called Shushan Purim or Kefas Chayim. You know the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, listen to this. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that the emes is that there are many Rishoyim that would do tshuva. There are many Rishoyim that would do tshuva. But they just can't figure out and they can't believe that the day following tshuva that they'll be able to continue on with that tshuva. Think of what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh said. Many Rishoyim would do tshuva. They would do tshuva. And they'd be able to stop mamish and they'd be able to turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be good. But the reason that they don't do tshuva, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, the reason that they don't do tshuva is because they can't possibly believe and understand how to sustain a life of holiness. In other words, they could say, I'll do it today. However, there's somebody that's talking, I'm asking you to please leave. Is that possible? I can't concentrate and it's not fair. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that the person can say, today I could do this. Today I don't have to have this drink. Today I don't have to look at this website. Today. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, many Rishoyim want to do tshuva. But when they think of machar, when they think of tomorrow, they can't think of a hemshech. There's no way that they could be a hemshech. You know why they can't think of a hemshech? Because they're stuck in that place of Emunah 001. And Emunah 001 is sweet and is beautiful. It is, that's what we've taught. They're not yet in a place of what? Of Shushan Purim. Because Shushan Purim says something amazing. Shushan Purim says, U'machar esek edvar ha-melech. U'machar esek edvar ha-melech. Tomorrow I can also do what the king says. U'machar esek edvar ha-melech. Because when a person comes to that place of zek keli v'anveyu, and the British woman is something inside of you, not over there, inside of you, and you ask Hashem, and you beg Hashem, you cry out to him, help me, hatzileini. I can't do this on my own. I'm crying out to you. And a Jew becomes a Jew of mikveh, of tikkun klali, of tefillas, of lekutei tefillas, of bechiyas, and of tchinas. And I know some of you that you've done that. And there's no way to explain other than the king, mamash, reached out to Shabbat Azov, even though you were people that you felt like, ech oval ha-melech, I didn't like crazy. How dare I even come close to the king? Sak ve'eif, I'm dressed in the filth. It's filth of what I've done in my life. But I'm crying out to you. And then the person is able to come to a place that's called Shushan Purim. And he comes into that chaim, into that wall. And the Baruch Shalom, when you're in that wall, then the Baruch Shalom sends all of the klippas, all of the chitzayim, everything that Nothing can hurt you in that place. It makes no difference if you're drinking or smoking or shooting up for 20 years. When a Jew comes into that place, that's called Ani Chayma, Emunoscha Svivaisach, then he's connected to something which is Blikvul. Blikvul means even when he falls flat on his face because he's having a hard day, he still faces the king, you understand? He's still facing the right direction. And he's still reaching to come to that place. And he doesn't give up. And the Baruch Shalom picks him up again. And he keeps on going. Tomorrow also. I don't know how I'm going to do this tomorrow. But I know that if I'm connected to that which is infinite, and if I throw myself at his feet, and it's not a matter of Hashem Hayeh Ozel, Hashem help me. This way of talking, which is all the psukim, it's all nice, but when we limit it to our way of thinking, it means that really it's up to me. Really, I can do this. I have the koyches to do this. And I'm asking the Baruch Shalom, Hayeh Ozerli. I could use your help. That's a choshev medrega too. But if you look in the Svarim, those who learn the Svarim, Pnimis understand that that's not the tachlis of Amun. That's not the tachlis of Amunah. I can do this. And there's a hechatips if I talk to the boss this way, if I go for this kind of therapy. And you have to make any stylus that you can. But at the end of the day, that's not going to change your life. At the end of the day, the truth is there are certain Nisyanis that we simply cannot overcome. And anybody that learns Rav Tzadik and a little bit tasted from the world of Tzikas HaTzadik, I'm not talking about learning all their Ishbitz and Rezina's farm. A little bit of Pnimis HaTorah knows that there are certain things that we simply cannot have that we can't overcome. And it's not just the Molech Rishbocha Oyesvai, and Adam Yochaloi. It's not just the Bechina of Hu'ei, the Yoda, Ara, Yoda. It means Batoisef Esther, Batidabel of Naimelech. It means Ani Chayma, it means Mukefes Chayma. Because the only time that the Baruch Shalom is going to have with us at 120 is not why you messed up, why you gave into the Yetzer Hara, because that's something that there are times that a person cannot control. But why didn't you cry to me? Why didn't you ask me for help? Why didn't you throw yourself in my arms? Why didn't you beg, like Esther Malka, when you were in a place of Hester Pum? Why didn't you beg for my help? Why didn't you turn to me? Why didn't you surround yourself with my faith? Tell me, Chevron, just in Pshat. How was it that Avraham Avinu wasn't burned in the Kibshon HaEsh? The truth is that according to the rules of this world, according to the rules of a world that has gvul and that has boundaries and borders, that makes sense, Avraham Avinu should have been burned in the Kibshon HaEsh, in the furnace. And Yitzchak Avinu, in that world of gvulim, in that world that makes sense, in that world that we understand, in that world that's called Vuhu Eid, Oyada, Ara, Oyada, in that world that makes sense, Yitzchak Avinu was already shechted. In that world that makes sense of Emunah, on that level of basic Emunah, in that world that follows Seichel, Yosef HaTzadik, if we play the movie, if that movie would be played and it would have been Yosef HaTzadik not coming to the Madrega of Shushan Purim, then Yosef HaTzadik would have gone with the wife of Potiphar. Because B'derech HaTeva wasn't possible to overcome that. What he was going through at that moment. And Yosef HaTzadik would have been lost. And there would no longer have been Tzadik Yisrael Olam. And heaven and earth would have been disengaged and would have floated away from each other. And that would have been the end of all things. And there would be no longer a world of creation, there would be no Mashiach, if Yosef HaTzadik would have given in. And what about Mitzrayim? Chazal say that no slave was ever able to leave Mitzrayim. It was impossible to escape. The same way that the therapist can tell you it's impossible for you to escape. I had a bracha that I was talking to 3 weeks ago, where there were three therapists who told him that the inyan that he's in is impossible to escape. No slave ever left in a shrine that you're in. Three therapists, a bezdin, told him, it's impossible for you to leave Mitzrayim, that Mitzar, the inyan that you're in, your taiva, it is impossible for you to leave. And his bacher threw himself to Mehram. And he went to Uman. And he went to the Bedi Shiva. And he cried his heart out and he begged the Taisa Festa. Batidabal of Nehemelech. Batis Akliar Maacharain. So the Gemara says, come Rabbi Vishakhlu of Zeir, right? Come Rabbi Vishakhlu of Zeir, so Rabbi Shechs of Zeir. And the Zeir gets up. Zeir is killed by the Purim Suda, right? All right, he didn't take up the invitation the next time around, the Gemara tells us. But come Rabbi Vishakhlu of Zeir, Zeir, according to this world, Reb Zeir never would have gotten up. He was finished. He was down for the count. Finished. You're done. Nothing's going to come for Reb Zeir. The story of Reb Zeir is done. And then what happens? Reb Zeir comes back. I'll tell you something else. According to that same world, the world of Vuhu'eid, Ara, Ayada, my parents never would have gotten up from what they went through. And some of your parents, or mostly your grandparents, would have never gotten up. But my parents, how did they get up from where they were? 70 years ago, how did they get up? Come Rabbi Meshachle Reb Zeir, hit the Yamach Shemar, shechted them, not once, not twice, much more than Reb Zeir was shechted. My parents were shechted. So Mitzrayim, nobody ever left. No slave was able to get out of Mitzrayim. So there's a place on the map of the world that's called Mitzrayim. There's a place on the therapist's map that says, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, you can't leave. You can't get out of this place you're in. You're in a bad marriage, you can't get out. You're in a bad thing with your kid, your kid's in a you can't get out. Your kid's stuck in a place, he's off the derech, you can't get out. There's no way out. And Paro said, Lo yadati es Hashem. On Paro's map, it doesn't say Hashem. V'lo ashalecha, I'm not going to send anybody out from this place. But the Torah says everything changed. When it came to that place, that's Ramun, it says in Pasuk, V'yamein ha'am. The Yamin Ha'am, Kipoket Hashem is Amma. The Yamin Ha'am means that the Jewish people were filled from the Tzaddik gave them once again Amuna. The Yamin Ha'am, Emunos Chasiv Esacha, Shushan Purim, Imukev Eschoyma, Mocha Kedas Hayayim, Umocha Esa Kedvar HaMelech. And the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, were lifted to a place of Amuna, Emunos Chasiv Esacha, and all of a sudden they broke out of Mitzrayim. On Paro's map, it doesn't say that there's possible such a thing to break out. It's not possible to get out of Mitzrayim. Nobody ever left Mitzrayim. Nobody ever left Mauthausen. My father left Mauthausen. Nobody ever left Birkenau and Auschwitz. My mother left Auschwitz. Many of all my grandparents didn't. Many of the Jews, as we all know, didn't. But there's no way b'derech hateva that such people that they, after the shechita that they went through, they came out and they started again and they built families. There's no bigger nace in the world than that. That place of Amunah is called Adelo Yoda. Adelo Yoda, it means to enter into a place of not knowing. A world of not knowing, a world beyond what I know. A world beyond what everybody tells me is possible. A world beyond knowledge. A world that's higher than knowing. In the world of knowing, maybe I can squeeze out one good day. But tomorrow I'm going to fall again. And I know some of the chevre that 30, 40, 50 days clean, clean, clean. 60, 70, 80 days clean. And then chalila there's a nefila. And it hurts so much. And then you feel, I can never do this again. But I'm sitting here with Jews who have done this. I have to admit, I don't know what that's like. I never had that in my life. But I know that there are Jews here who have done that. And the way they were able to do that is not because everybody said, it's okay, you could do it, it's not hard. No, it's because everybody was misyayish. But Rabbeinu Sha'ag b'kol God l'ein shum yayish. Ein shum yayish. Yayish, the Gemara says in Shalom Yidas, a Jew who's misyayish, a Jew who's misyayish is shaloi midas. But not ad lo yada. It's shaloi midas and the klipa of shaloi midas. Shushan purim, imu kefes chayim, emu noschas vivay sech. The Baruch Shalom opens up for each and every one of us in Esros. Right now, our thoughts, our feelings. A few minutes is part of this when we get home. A few minutes is part of this. Of a Toysef Esther, but a double of Neha Melech. That's what his part of this is. It's a different world. Those who came into the world of his part of this know that there's always a way out. There's always that opening of the table, the tzoyer. There's always that way out. So this is the story of our generation. I want to share with you. We'll sing a little bit for a minute, a few minutes more, and we'll daven Maariv. I saw something in Mishpacha magazine this week. I had this chus to hear many shiurim from Moshe Shapiro Zichrono Livracha, talking about 38, 39 years ago when we were just married and lived in Yerushalayim. I used to go every Thursday night to SMF to hear shiurim from Moshe. Then around 5 years ago I had this chus, my wife and I went and we spent a week with a group of other rabbanim and yeshivas, went together with Moshe Shapiro to Lublin, to Ger, to Kutsk. And we learned Sfasemis together with Moshe and Episodic. And you know that this great person was nifter a short time ago. And I read something that I wanted to share with you. You might have seen it yourself, but sometimes, you know, you might not pay attention. And I looked at this a second time. So let me just, it takes a second, I'll read it to you. With the recent passing of Rav Moshe Shapira, Talmidim recall the blessed moments of Purim in the presence of their Rebbe. On Purim, this man who kept so much inside, if you knew him, if you had the schus of knowing him, he gave shiurim, but he hardly spoke. Aside from that, it was very hard to get something out of him. On Purim, this man who kept so much inside was freer with words, his emotions flowing forth more easily than usual. One Talmud came in and sat down at the far end of the table in Purim. About Shuva, he'd made incredible sacrifices, turning away from family and friends in order to cling to a Torah lifestyle. The hardships had only increased after he became religious. Problems with finances, family, and health. Nothing, it seemed, went easy for him. Still, he persevered. Shushan Pur. Macha. He persevered. Rav Moshe was surrounded by Talmidim. Great Talmidei Chachamim, respected Marbitei Torah, and successful activists. Yet he looked past the throngs and addressed this unfortunate Talmud at the end of the table. You know, Reb Chaim, he said, when Mashiach finally arrives, there will be a great Kabbalah span. There will be a long mizrach, a receiving line of dignitaries, great Geonim, and respected Rebbes, the wealthy and prominent of Klal Yisrael. They will give him shalom, and introduce himself. He would listen to each one, and then turn to the next person, one after another. He would go through the crowd, and you, Chaim, you will be sitting in the back. But eventually your turn will come, and he will extend his hand. And who are you? Mashiach will ask. Reb Moshe's voice filled the apartment. And Reb Chaim, you will tell him, I'm the one who brought you here. I'm the one who brought you here. Shechavim. I know sometimes you feel like, God forbid, like your head is facing the bar, you know? It's not true. We're the ones who are bringing him here. We're the ones who are bringing him here. Yeah, we're going to sit someplace at the back, and all the big people are going to go in front of us, all the Gevirim and big Meshashivas and Rebbes. But I believe Be'emun HaShleim, especially the Chevra, that they overcame all kinds of difficulties with addictions and fought against everything in the world to be Jews, to be husbands, to be fathers. The Mashiach is going to see those people, he'll be able to finally say, I was the one that brought you here. And our entire generation, in a certain way, this is the generation that's bringing you here with our milchamas. And Allah milchamas, we thank you, Rabbi Shalom. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to serve you in such a time of Hestapan. And we beg of you that not only Hashem's love, not only are we tired of trying to build walls around ourselves and our families and to preserve whatever Kedusha we could somehow connect to in our lives, but we're asking that it should already be the time of Tivna Chormez Yerushalayim, to rebuild the wall of Yerushalayim, so that each and every one of us will be able finally to return to be the Jews that we always wanted to be, and to receive that nod from Mashiach Zakein. And he'll tell each and every one of us, Baruch Abba, you're the one who brought me. It's because I have to see it, maybe I'm not.